Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And in today's program, we're going to be talking about a clinic, the AMC clinic. This is a clinic. It's not a real clinic, but let's just say that this clinic exists somewhere. And we've got Linda, and she's kind of introducing people to this clinic. And she's telling them all about the certain kinds of services that this clinic offers. And then at the end of her presentation, a fella by the name of Aaron is going to be talking to her and asking her some questions and stuff like that.
Cool. Let's get started, guys. I'm going to read because I'm going to do Linda because I'm a girl. And Linda is only a girl. So let's go. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to attend this presentation on AMC Clinic's Executive Health Program. We recognize that you care about your personal health, and we want to assure you that we care about it as much as you do. We're also aware of the fact that you have busy schedules, so it's our responsibility to work with you to make sure that getting a health checkup never gets in the way of business.Our health checkups are more than just physical examinations. They cover everything from family history to mental wellness. We will detect early signs of disease, monitor current health issues, and review your lifestyle to give suggestions on how to improve your health. Furthermore, our goal is to make the whole experience of getting a checkup a pleasant one.AMC Clinic is situated amid rolling hills on the shores of a beautiful lake with plenty of options for relaxation.
Thanks for the talk, Linda. I'd like to get a few more details about your clinic from you.
Of course. Are you considering getting a checkup?
Well, I'm turning 40 next year, so I think it might be a good idea.
Let me give you this brochure. It's packed with information about the clinic,as well as recommendations from people who have visited us.
All right, everybody, the moment you have been looking for has arrived.
Yes.
The time in which we explain the contents to you in detail. Let's talk first of all about the title here, the AMC Clinic Presentation, okay? Of course, we all know what a clinic is, 诊所, as you call it in Chinese, but it's basically like a place where people go to get treated for something. Mm. And I should say that sometimes clinics exist outside of main hospitals, you know, but then sometimes they actually exist inside the hospital, kind of small departments that specialize in certain areas of medical care. So, of course, we talk about the Mayo Clinic or the Mayo. Is that what it's pronounced?
Mayo. It's Mayo Clinic.
Mayo. I'm thinking about the Mayan Indians.
Yeah, right.
The Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. That's just called the clinic, even though it's a really huge hospital.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. So I just went to a clinic to have a physical. Mm-hmm. You can call them different things. You can say you're going to have a health checkup, a physical as a noun, not an adjective. It's usually an adjective. But yeah, I went and had a physical a couple of months ago at a nice place in my neighborhood.
Cool.
Wow, the system here is so good. It took me an hour and a half and they did everything. It was amazing and very convenient and fast. So we're talking about that kind of thing. This is an executive health program, meaning it's targeted to executive level business people. So if you're an executive, you've been a manager and you probably have a higher position than most people who work in the office. So it's an executive health program and it's actually offered by AMC Clinic. Well,
cool.
What do you know? Who knew we had a health clinic?
Right. They might offer different kinds of health programs for different people, but this one is specifically for executives. And an executive, of course, is somebody who works in a company in a managerial or supervisory position. They have to wear a spiffy suit to work every day.
Yes.
And they drive a nice car and people call them sir and stuff like that. So, of course, they're people like the rest of us, you know. They're not all monsters or robots. So they get sick from time time to time. And so these executives need to consult this clinic or go to this clinic for their health. Yes, indeed, some of those people work pretty hard. We all think they probably live the life of luxury and stuff like that, but they're under pressure to meet deadlines and stuff like that. So they probably suffer from various diseases that do need treatment.
Oh, yeah. So they're there to assure you that they care about your health. If you assure someone something, you make sure that they know that everything's going to be okay. And here they're assuring that they care. So they're actually making sure that they know that this clinic really does care about your health. I don't think anyone should care about your health more than you do, though. So I think you should care about your health the most.
Sure.
We're also aware of the fact that you have busy schedules. Executives are particularly busy at work, so it's hard to take the time to go and get a physical. That's part of the problem. People just feel like, oh, I'm too busy. That was my problem. I went years without a physical because I was like, I'm too busy. And finally, one of my clients actually said, you want to come with my firm? And I said, I'll do it. So make sure you're getting your physicals. She says it's our responsibility to work with you to make sure that getting a health checkup never gets in the way of business. If something gets in the way of something else, it interrupts or it stops you from doing what you're trying to get done. And sometimes your day is so busy, you feel like you can't stop and go to see the doctor if you need to, but you should. So here we've got health checkup. Notice here, checkup is one word. Sometimes you'll see a hyphen in the middle, a checkup, but you can also check up on something. Those are separated words. It's a verb phrase, which means you're going to look and see if something's working or what someone's doing. My mom would ask me to check up on my brothers and sisters sometimes to see if they were doing their chores. But here it's the noun form of checkup.
Yes, it's a noun. It's a health checkup. It's when you go get a general examination. Most of the times we go to the doctor when there's something wrong with us.
Yeah.
So I'm coughing. Let me go to the doctor and he'll give me some medicine for that. But in this particular case, it's a health checkup where they try to check everything, your heart rate, your blood pressure. Maybe they'll test your heart magnetic field or whatever that is.
They take an x-ray of your lungs.
X-rays, stuff like that. It's a general checkup where they try to look at everything pretty much, and they'll check your urine and take a blood sample and things like that. And yes, indeed, executives, just like regular folks, should get a checkup. And it shouldn't get in the way of business. If something gets in the way of something, it obstructs it. It blocks it. So, of course, these executives need to make money. They need to attend business meetings and take business trips to Hong Kong and Shanghai and places like that. They just don't have time to go see the doctor. So here, AMC Clinic is trying to figure out a way to make sure you can continue to conduct business, but also get a health checkup sometime during your busy schedule to make sure you're nice and fit.
Next paragraph starts out with, our health checkups are more than just physical examinations. Here, physical is being used as an adjective rather than a noun. A physical examination rather than maybe, say, a mental examination. So they cover everything from family history. Your family history in this particular circumstance means what your mom and dad or your grandparents, what kind of health problems they had. Because some of these diseases run in the family.
They're genetic.
They're genetic. They're inherited. We also say they're an inherited disease. Like a lot of times diabetes is inherited.
Right.
So they check that and they look at your mental wellness to see if you're happy. Are you depressed? Things like that. And they also, or I also, because I'm Linda, we detect early signs of disease. To detect something is to realize that it's there, to identify something or discover something. Detect. It comes from the word detective, right?
Yeah.
A detective is someone who is trying to identify or discover or investigate different things. He looks at clues and to see if someone's guilty. If he's a police detective. So we can detect early signs of disease, see if there are signs that you're coming down with something. monitor current health issues. When you monitor something, you're just constantly looking at it. You're making a record of it. You're checking it. You're observing. You're keeping a record of it. It's pretty continuous if you monitor someone's health. If you go into the hospital, you're on a monitor. Your pulse is hooked up to the monitor. It can see how your heart's beating, how you're breathing, things like that.
Yeah, they'll monitor some health issues, maybe like diabetes. They'll continually check your blood sugar levels and your blood pressure and various other factors. So they'll keep a check on that over time. They'll also review your lifestyle to check out what kind of food you're eating and whether you're getting enough exercise, if you're working overtime all the time. And they'll give some suggestions on how to improve your health. You know, if you're doing these certain things, not getting enough exercise, well, maybe you can... do a set of yoga every, you know, like 5 or 10 minutes every morning or something. It's better than nothing, you know. So they might try to help you work in an exercise routine. They'll make suggestions on how to improve your health. Eat an apple a day. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, for example.
Or maybe stop going to the night market and eating shenshuji too much.
Yeah, you never know what kind of oil they're putting in that shenshuji.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
But in any case here, furthermore, as she goes on to say here, Linda, you... furthermore, in addition, also, our goal is to make the whole experience of getting a checkup a pleasant one. Most of the time, people don't really look forward to getting a checkup.
They're worried, yeah.
They're worried about it might hurt, you know.
Sure.
There might be some pain involved. And to me, it's kind of like I'm kind of nervous ahead of time, you know, because you're kind of waiting. You don't know what's going to happen. And because I'm nervous, I know that that's going to make my blood pressure go up. Mm-hmm. And when they take my blood pressure, they're going to go, wow. Your blood pressure is really high. There's something wrong with you. No, it's just because I'm nervous because I have to wait. But in any case, yes, that means that a checkup can be an unpleasant experience, especially if they take a blood sample and they're going to stick a needle in your arm. Ow! It hurts.
It's okay.
Et cetera, et cetera. Or, yeah, getting your blood pressure checked, that thing squeezes your arm. My goodness, when's it gonna stop squeezing? It's going to squeeze my arm down to the size of a stick or something.
You'll be okay. So the AMC Clinic is situated or located is another word we could use there. It's situated amid, which is in the middle of, in the middle of rolling hills or among rolling hills. Rolling hills, meaning, you know, they've got quite a few hills, not just one mountain. A hill is smaller than a mountain, just so you know. And it's on the shores of a beautiful lake. So it sounds like the location is really great. With plenty of options or choices for relaxation. A lot of people like options in life. You know, no one wants to have no choice over what they want. Sometimes you'll have a lot of options when you go to a restaurant, for example. Those are choices. So here's, after the presentation, Aaron has some things to talk about Linda with, doesn't he?
Right. She gave the presentation. People gave her some applause, and now maybe it's a question and answer period
right.
or something.
Or Q&A.
Maybe they're meeting in the side room or something. Mm. But in any case, Aaron is polite. He says, thanks for the talk, Linda. Talk here is a noun. It's just like a discussion or a speech, basically.
Yeah, I give a talk in church occasionally.
It's like an informal speech, basically.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get a few more details about your clinic from you. So you talked about the clinic during your presentation, during your talk, but there are some things that I didn't quite understand. I need some more information, so I want some more details, some more exact information about the clinic, and I want that information from you.
Yeah, she sounds like the person to go to on this stuff. She says, of course. Are you considering getting a checkup? So maybe he hasn't made the decision yet. Maybe before you make a decision, you consider it. You think about it. You know, weigh your options. He says, well, I'm turning 40 next year, so I think it might be a good idea.
Whoa, 40 years old.
The big 4-0.
That is old.
Woo.
Wow.
Yeah, they always suggest that when you get to be 40. That's when life goes downhill, and you got to go get those physicals, those checkups. So he thought it would be a good idea, and she, of course, is trying to help him with this. And gives him a brochure. A brochure is a pamphlet. It's a small little book. It's printed and it has information in it. A lot of companies, especially companies that want to share more information with you, will provide brochures for you to take away with you so you can look at it, read it at your leisure. She says it's packed with information about the clinic. If something's packed with something, it's got a lot of it inside. A lot of times if you go to a concert, it's packed with people. And you can't move. Yeah.
This phrase is very useful for life here in Taiwan. Oh, that bus is packed with people. The train is packed. Oh, my goodness, we'll never find a space.
Yeah.
But in any case here, this particular brochure or this pamphlet has lots and lots of information about the clinic. And she goes on to say it also has recommendations as well as, in addition to, it has recommendations from people who have visited us. And a recommendation, of course, is when people say something nice about a certain place. If you're trying to get into university, for example, or if you're trying to get a job somewhere, it's a good idea to have a recommendation from someone who knew you before, usually someone in a position of responsibility, like a teacher, a professor, a boss, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't want to burn your bridges. If you're working at a job, don't quit suddenly, okay? Do things professionally because you might need to use your boss as a recommendation in the future.
Yeah, if you burn your bridges or burn bridges with people, it means you do something that makes them mad and you can no longer go back to them because you burned the bridge. How are you going to walk back over to them when you need help? So don't burn bridges. Always leave your last job with people smiling and wanting you to stay. Yeah, so that's a great phrase, to burn bridges. So this is pretty cool. She's got a brochure for him as well as recommendations from people who have visited us. So those are people who have had physicals there, had a good experience, and wanted to tell other people about it. You'll never have a recommendation that is negative. A recommendation by its nature is positive. If you don't like a place, then you might leave a review, and a review can be negative or positive, but a recommendation is always positive.
And of course, if she gives him this brochure, it's going to say nothing but nice things about their clinic. So what people do nowadays is go online somewhere and look for comments that people leave, but that's not always accurate either, because sometimes their competition will leave a negative review on purpose, even though they weren't there and stuff. So, my goodness, sometimes it's really hard to get accurate information. But in any case, that brings us to the end of this part of our lesson. We'll be back in just a couple of seconds with some extra dialogues and a discussion question. But first, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍呢，是来到一个叫做 AMC Clinics Executive Health Program， 要来认识这个 AMC 诊所主管的健康计划。首先我们来看一下这个名词 Executive， 它虽然长得很像形容词，不过在这里是当作名词，解释成为经理或者是业务的主管。我们来看一下第一段中间的句子，写着 We are also aware of the fact that you have busy schedules, so it's our responsibility to work with you to make sure that getting a health checkup never gets in the way of business. 当然了，因为这些人都是主管，所以来做健检的时候呢，要确保的就是不会妨碍到事业。首先我们来看到 be aware of， 代表的就是认知或者是对什么是知道的。他知道大家都有一个 busy schedule， 所以呢，当然很重要的是呢，要做一个定期的健康的体检。我们在这里讲到体检就是 check up， to get a health check up 就是指的呢要做体检咯。举个例子来说， You should have regular dental check-ups， 代表的就是你应该要定期的去检查牙齿。而后面健检虽然很重要，但是做事业也很重要，所以这些健检的时候千万不可以挡路或者是妨碍我们的事业。在英文里面，挡路或妨碍就可以说 get in the way， 举个例子来说 ,her social life got in the way of her studies, 代表着就是她的社交生活已经妨碍了她的学业学习了。OK, 接着我们来看到第二段的中间句子提到 ,we will detect early signs of disease, monitor current health issues, and review your lifestyle to give suggestions on how to improve your health.在这个健检计划当中有几个很重要的事情，首先就是 detect early signs of disease, 会先发现觉察呢这个可能疾病的早期的征兆。在这里用了动词 detect, 特别指的是发现觉察一些不明显的事。举个例子来说，我觉得我察觉到他话中的讽刺意味，你就可以说 I thought I detected a hint of irony in her words. 除了觉察早期的病兆，还能够 monitor current health issues, 能够监控当前的健康的问题，而且还帮助我们再一次的检视我们的生活方式。在这里的再检查，我们使用的是 review 这个动词。接着我们来看到第三段的最后一句。AMC Clinic is situated amid rolling hills on the shores of a beautiful lake with plenty of options for relaxation. 当然了，来健检很重要的还能够放松，所以他这里介绍这个 AMC 的诊所，它就位于呢在这个起伏的丘陵之间。我们说 situated amid rolling hills, 而且还位于在这个美丽的湖畔 on the shores of a beautiful lake, 然后你会有很多可供选择的消遣。在这里的 option 指的呢就是可选择的东西。举个例子来说 ,What options do I have? 代表着就是有什么是可以让我选择的呢？接着我们就来看到这些对话咯。我们来看到 Linda 所说的最后一句话。Let me give you this brochure. It's packed with information about the clinic, as well as recommendations from people who have visited us. 首先呢，他要给他这些小册子 ,brochure 就是有小册子的意思，像我们常常收到的 an advertising brochure, 指的就是广告的册子，而很多有一些关于国外度假的指南，我们也可以说 a brochure on vacations abroad。而他给的这个册子里面呢，满满的都是诊所的相关资讯。在这里我们提到的 packed 本来呢是有充满的意思，而 be packed with 就是有充满什么东西或富含什么的意思。举个例子来说，这部新的连续剧充满了戏剧性跟刺激性。This new series is packed with drama and excitement.OK, 所以这个车子里面充满了这个诊所的资讯之外 ,as well as, 还有什么东西呢？还有的就是 recommendations from people who have visited us, 还有许多呢是到过诊所来的人的推荐。在这里的 recommendation 当作是名词，像我们常听到你要申请国外的大学，你也需要有老师的 a recommendation letter 推荐信，也是这样子写的。举个例子来说，经过他叔叔的推荐，他得到了这份工作，你就可以说 She got the job on her uncle's recommendation. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back, guys. We're going to be looking at our extra dialogues first.Tom, I'm going to be A this time. And then after that, we have a discussion question. So we've got 5 minutes. Let's go.
Let's do it. So here's the extra dialogue.
I'm A.
Okay, you be A. Okay, go.
I want to ask questions.
Dig in. Go for it.
How long do the checkups usually take?
We try to complete them within 2 days, but if you require a more thorough examination, more time might be needed.
Well, I have to just say, based on my own personal experience, Tom, that's a long time. Two days would be, wow, they would check everything, and do some pretty tough procedures like a colonoscopy, which is hard.
Wow.
Mine literally, and I had a pretty good checkup, didn't even take 2 hours. So you don't have to take, if you take the whole day, you're probably doing everything you possibly can. So I don't take this as truth. I think this is just, you know, it's just a dialogue.
Well, it might be a special service that the AMC clinic provides, but as you
said, maybe they check their mental health for another
could
day.
Could be indeed, but like you, the checkup I had for my insurance policy took about 2 hours, and that was it, and they actually gave us a little meal afterwards.
Oh, nice. They gave me breakfast, too.
Yeah, it's very nice. Some of these clinics
it's
are
so
quite
cute
professional.
Here. They would never do that in America.
Yeah, and the staff are so friendly there. The people there, the nurses, the doctors, they're all very professional.
I even got to wear a cute little gym suit. So next one, here we go. I'm going to ask you, will your medical professionals work with my own doctor?
Yes, we can collaborate with your doctor and send them the full report of your examination.
Okay, so you've got your own doctor. Maybe it's your family doctor that you always go to first. They'll have that report forwarded on to your doctor, which is great. If you collaborate, you work together with people. So you hudzul. So you're going to collaborate. So that's good to know. If they didn't, I don't think that would be such a good clinic. Next one. Do you have any specialists? Do you have specialists at your clinic?
We do. If we discover a medical issue during the checkup, we can schedule an appointment with a specialist at your convenience.
Nice to know. We have general doctors. That's a family doctor. He would be able to just take care of, you know, typical problems like colds and flu and things like that. But a specialist is someone who has studied an extra amount of time on a specific issue. Maybe it's a cardiologist who is just a heart specialist, or a neurologist who is a brain doctor. There are different types of specialists, and sometimes we need those too.
Exactly. So, yes, indeed, they will consult with the doctor and they will contact a specialist if they need to. Now, here's our discussion question for today. Why is it important to get regular health checkups?
Because sometimes through those health checkups, they can catch diseases early. For example, cancer. If you wait too long until you really don't feel well, maybe it's too late to get that cancer out of you so that you can continue to live. So some of these things are really important. Also, maybe you need to change your diet in order to prevent yourself from getting diabetes, for example. So if they check your blood sugar, which they do when they take your blood, they can say, oh, you're getting close. You better be careful. So I think it's important to do that.
Getting a regular health checkup is all about the health, or it should be mostly about your health. And we do wish you all the best of health. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Later.